one of the most legendary dirty tricks ever played on a legislator by a fellow legislator still reverberates 60 years later. It occurred during the second Folsom administration in the late 1950s. Legislators Emmett Odin of Franklin County and Jack Huddleston of Colbert County despised each other. But these two counties adjoin each other in northwest Alabama. These two men were constantly at odds. One day, Odin introduced a local bill for Franklin County that repealed another local act that was passed way back in December of 1869. Odin's brief explanation to the House of Representatives when the measure came up for a vote was it was simply a housekeeping bill, and it corrects an error made when the original bill was passed, which is not uncommon. Through the custom of local courtesy, this local bill passed unanimously. Even Representative Jack Huddleston, who was from Colbert County, voted for the bill. After the passage of the measure, Representative Odin told the press what his bill actually did. The 1869 law, which he was repealing, was a law that had created Colbert County out of Franklin County. Representative Huddleston had just voted to abolish his own county. That one vote ended Huddleston's political career. His constituents in Colbert County could not forgive that he had voted to abolish his own county. Another colorful story from this era concerns Senator Harlan Mutt Allen, a wee little man from Coleman, who was seldom seen without a foot-long cigar in his mouth, was at the mic making an impassioned speech about the evils of strong drink. Pending was a beer relating to the sale of alcoholic beverages. As old Mutt was waving his arms passionately, denouncing demon rum, he inadvertently knocked some of his notes off the podium. As he stooped to pick them up, a half-pint bottle of booze, I think it was early times, slipped out of Mutt Allen's inside coat pocket and fell noisily to the floor. The crowded Senate chamber exploded in laughter. To his credit, Mutt Allen didn't miss a beat in his speech. But in a move that would have done justice to a World Cup soccer player, he deftly kicked the bottle across the floor to where Senator Broughton Lamberth from Alexander City was seated, waiting his turn to speak about the sins of drinking. Lamberth wanted no part of that bottle, displaying footwork I never would have dreamed he had. He expertly kicked the bottle towards Senator E.L. Roberts of Gadsden, who was seated nearby. Lamberth's footwork generated a roar from the crowded gallery that rattled the rafters of the Senate chamber. Mind you now, they were talking about the evils of drinking. Senator Roberts from Gadsden, who had never seen a bottle of early times he didn't like, wasn't about to kick the bottle at anybody. As nonchalantly as he could, he picked the bottle up and put it in his pocket. Meanwhile, Senator Allen, seemingly oblivious to the whiskey bottle soccer game being played, kept right on speaking. Someone later asked Allen if he ever got his liquor back, and he replied with a straight face, "What liquor?" Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.